The City Council is expected to approve a Baltimore City ID card program at its next meeting Monday. The cards are aimed at helping residents who may not have other forms of identification gain access to city buildings and city services. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports the proposal has been in the works for a long time.
When he was a staffer for then City Council President Stephanie Rawlings Blake, now Councilman Brandon Scott thought city school students should have just one ID card for what they need.
And not to have us giving them a school ID, different thing for the bus, different thing for their lunch ticket, different thing for library, different thing for the rec center when it all can be done on one.
And city schools implemented their one card this year. Now Scott wants to expand the concept to adults. He said he decided to do so after reading about municipal ID programs in other cities.
So, for example, if you're in New York and you have a NYID, particular supermarkets give you a discount. Their attractions in the city, like their museums, their sporting events, their music events, everything down to their prescription drugs, you get a discount around having an NYID.
New York is not alone. There's a municipal ID program across the Hudson in Newark, New Jersey, and one just down the road in Washington. On the West Coast, San Francisco and Oakland have municipal ID card programs. As in those cities, Scott's proposal would provide municipal ID cards to city residents upon request. He said the IDs will open access to city services for the most vulnerable in the city.
It's especially helpful to those who are the vulnerable, your homeless, victims of domestic violence, your immigrants, your refugees, people coming home, returning home from prison who have a tough time receiving a state ID.
Now, surprisingly, Scott's bill has drawn sharp criticism.
Delusional, I guess, is the best word to describe an elected official like that.
Brad Botwin, director of Help Save Maryland, which describes itself as a grassroots organization dedicated to preserving Maryland's counties, cities, and towns from the negative effects of illegal aliens. Botwin said there already are programs in place to help people get ID cards, in addition to numerous social welfare services. He added Scott's bill does nothing more than support illegal immigration and dismissed it as another layer of bureaucracy.
Handing out, again, taxpayer funds like it's candy to anyone who shows up and requests a card is actually quite silly. And there are private groups that do a lot of these things that Brandon is crying about as well.
Scott said critics of his proposal are stuck on one portion of the bill, and there is more to it than immigration.
And what I would challenge them to do is to look at this is in place in cities across the country, and they don't seem to have a problem, and it doesn't violate any federal laws.
Christina Flowers is an advocate for homeless people. She said this morning at City Hall that Scott's concept is an interesting one, and it can help those on the streets.
Sometimes we've come here and couldn't get in because they didn't have an ID. So this card can definitely be something that could benefit our less fortunate population, like the homeless ones. So, you know, as a homeless advocate, I'm definitely on it. So let's get to the core of it and see what it comes out to look like.
What the program looks like remains to be seen. Under Scott's bill, the Mayor's Office of Information Technology would develop the rules and regulations for the program, and the Board of Estimates will be in charge of setting the fee for the ID card. The only thing left to determine is the cost of implementing the program. At last check, the City Finance Department is trying to come up with an estimate on how much it would cost. I'm Kenneth Burns at City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.